escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, man, guys making their way to camp today. They check in, okay? And when they check in, this is like the official start. They get all the little goodies, right? It's like summer camp.
It's almost like a mini red carpet because the cameras are out there, so you can, if you want, mug for the cameras. Or like the NBA, when the stars of the WNBA, when they're walking into the building, you can kind of do your thing. And I was kind of surprised that, you know, I mean, maybe this is a loose attitude. We were talking about this with Day-Day, our producer in Orin. Maybe Pitts is just loosey-goosey and he don't give a blank, and maybe that'll translate to something. But he came with a little swag, a little bit of moves out there as he was rolling into the headquarters today.
Look, I think, this is just me, that our quarterback, the guy that he's going to be working with this season, is giving him confidence. And I think that is why he may feel, Mike, like you said, I don't give a damn. But it also comes with people believing in you. And if Michael Penix has related that to him... then maybe that is something that has been kind of building to get to this point. Like, I can't wait to get back to camp. One, I am completely healthy. That's number one. Number two, I got a guy that believes in me and says he's going to give me the ball. Okay, great. Now I got to go prove it. But Mike's right. If you didn't see the footage, the Falcons posted it, and he's strutting in. He's having fun.
Kind of does like a freeze frame, kind of slow move. I liked it.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, now.
But normally, Kyle is a guy with his head down, and I'm going to get to my destination. That's who he is.
Right.
It's not, I don't, you know, I'm not grinning for the cameras. I don't even want to stop and really talk to you guys. That's not who he's been. So to have a little fun today, yeah, made me feel good. Bijan, he comes in. What's up, y'all? Walks in. He looks like, okay, we're about to do this.
But with a smile, as Steak would say, that lights up a room, Carl.
Well, listen, everybody loves the kid. And I think, Mike, when we talk about the best running backs in the league this year, he's going to be in that conversation. He was in it last year, but, you know, Saquon runs for 2,000 yards. It's just a different deal. But I think Bijan's going to be in that conversation. But to see some of this footage, man, the Falcons put it out there. And then, of course, MPJ, that's Michael Penix Jr., walking in. He was almost like, what are y'all doing here? Because he comes in, he's got his hoodie on. He's like, and somebody said to me on social media, they go, man, he looks bigger. Oh, he's got some clothes on. I don't know if he's necessarily bigger, but he does. Maybe, Mike, maybe he's been working out. Maybe he's been in the gym.
Man, you cut up like a julienne salad. You got any tips for me? I'm looking to come up a little bit myself.
Hey, Day-Day, you ever see Days of Thunder? Come on now.
I'm just saying, you cut, man. You got good shape.
Yeah. I
look like He-Man.
I hope he is. I hope he is. But with that said, man, Mike, I like it. I like the vibe. I like it. This is what guys should be doing.
Well, I asked Adam Schefter. I mean, I was just because, you know, we get so much meh from National. So when the guy hit me up, why are you asking that? I mean, no, I think we're going to be a 10-win team. I don't think it's going to be easy because I think the schedule's tough. But that's why I want to get Schefter's, you know, perceptions, the guy who's, you know, covered all of the league.
Yep.
And he goes, yeah, he would be surprised if we don't make the playoffs this year. You know, so that's so there's if other folks like Vegas have us at 7.5, there's a guy that's in the national know that at least thinks we are going to be in the playoffs one way or the other, whether we win the division or it's wild card.
Well, he said, you know what he said? He says what all Falcon fans said. They should have did it last year.
And we should have.
That's what he's like.
We had a team good enough to do it. Now the question is, how is, you know, Penix versus, you know, a Kurt that was good for 4 weeks and then not good for 4 weeks? And then kind of meh in the other ones, like the first 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah, it is. That line, by the way, Tropic Thunder's the movie, and that was Robert Downey's character Mike was quoting there. As we love that movie. It's just got great lines
in
it.
Hey, man, you know how Rambo 1, his baby little puffy, and then Rambo 2, he got all shredded up?
Yeah.
That's kind of how you look right now.
Oh.
You know, not Rambo 1, but 2.
Really?
Yeah, when he was cut up.
Well, I'm not that. I mean, I'm, that's what I'm going for. But
come on, dude. You more shredded than a Julian salad, man.
Thanks, yeah.
What's the secret, dude?
It's a diet. It's a diet. Really? Yeah.
Because I'm trying to come up a little, but it's just, it's tough.
No, you look good.
Any tips?
What?
Any tips you got? You know, like a...
Robert Downey killed that part.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, it's amazing. That's like 16 years old now, that film. It's unbelievable. But yeah, it's one of my faves.
It is. All right. And we're just talking about the entrance, man. The guys making their entrance into Flowery. And look, it's not a big deal. But to Mike's point, like a Kyle pitch, you might expect them to be a little tight.
And as we said, we've had fun with it because, you know, there was that, you know, the montage video we had some fun with the first 2 days. The highlights of him catching passes and working out with the quarterback and the other receivers and getting ready. He's focused like a laser.
He's coming.
Cue the montage.
He's coming.
And then we hear, you know, we also didn't get to see him at minicamp. Mandatory minicamp. He was banged up with a, you know, the foot injury, and they were super cryptic about it. Then there were two published reports. Now you can say the, you know, the how factual or how close they were, but there was reports that we were at least taking calls or at least discussing the idea of trading Pitts. So that's why it's kind of interesting to see how, what is his countenance, for lack of a better word, as he comes into camp and he's loose and ready to roll, looks like.
You know what? I forgot about those rumors about the whole trade stuff.
Right.
I mean, I did. I guess that was out there and we did discuss it. There was no traction there. It was just stuff that got out there in the, you know, the fodder. But I forgot about that. So, look, he's here. He's ours. What is he going to do and make the best of it? And we're not simply focused on Pitts. We're just saying he's one of the guys that came in a little bit looser than other guys. And, look, they could take videos of every player, but they only posted a few of them. But they're all there. And you know, guys are speaking today. Lindstrom talking about, I think we all know that there's a responsibility to the fan base and to the city to perform. Remember we had this conversation with Jesse Bates, Mike, and I asked him about the urgency, and we asked A.J. Terrell, I said, do you guys feel it? And I'm like, yeah, we feel it. A.J.'s like, man, I've been here. I ain't played in the playoffs yet.
No, I mean, and look, he's a competitor. You've seen – he played in bigger – he played in bigger games at Clemson than he ever played with the Falcons. Unfortunately, now, we had some big moments like last year down the stretch against the Commanders, which kind of felt like a playoff game. But the actual playoffs, you're right. These guys – and they're sick of hearing it, too. Believe me.
They are.
We caught that at the mini camp when we were up there broadcasting live. Not the guys are walking around with a chip on their shoulder, but there is an edge.
There is an edge. Couple of other things we are learning today, and again, a few guys available to the media as they made their way in and checked in for camp. Mike and I will be there tomorrow, and again, big guest on the show tomorrow. Mike K. Nellis on Jalen Walker says, I think sky's the limit for the kid. I understand why they drafted him. I see his explosiveness. Bijan says McCaffrey's recovery process was one of the biggest things he learned from the fellow star running back, talking about how to get his body back and get right. Remember, McCaffrey kind of overworked himself and then injured himself, and that's kind of what happened and set him back. But just a few things coming out today, and it's kind of cool to look at this and say, all right, this is the mindset. But I love what Lindstrom had to say. Mike, Ryan Neusel, Lindstrom saying he is a very good EA Sports college football guy. He'll run up the score on you. Having fun talking about some of the downtime that they'll have at camp. There won't be a lot of that, but maybe some of these guys that are gamers will get a chance to play each other. 404-726-0929. Where's your excitement level? I'm asking you guys. You can hit us up on the text line. You can call us and let us know. If it is a 5, I want to know why. Because I think it should be 7 or more. I really do. Like, I'm not asking you to be a 10. I get it. We're not the Eagles. We're not returning champs. But it can be a 2, Mike, with the newness of what we're looking at. And you keep talking about Penix in the city, man.
Right.
I don't know if we can talk enough about that. Like,
no,
I just don't.
I just think people are excited. You know, I mentioned yesterday, it was 2 days back, and the Mike Vick 30 for 30 was on, and I was like, wow, man. You watch that first, it's like anything else. You watch the first 45 minutes, and it's just stop it right there. You know, just we get to 2006.
What year was that? Did he stop?
I would say if you're watching that, stop in 2004 after we go to the NFC Championship against the Eagles, because that's the high water mark, and it's all downhill from there. And it's fresh. And it's just a sidebar. I was telling Carl off the air, it's funny. Yeah, you know what it is, and we've had some great interviews subsequently with, you know, Mike Vick and how he's grown as a human being and owning the mistakes and owning the lack of dedication. You just wish. I mean, there's other things I'd like to have a time machine for, but if I had a sports time machine to go back and say, look, when he gets that $100 million contract, dude, please, here's where your future is. You're going to wind up in Leavenworth prison if you don't straighten up. Just let those guys call you a phony or whatever. Discard all those dudes from Newport News and just focus on your career and have that. If you had, you know, any of the dedication, take all your favorite quarterbacks that put the work in. Because I would love, that's the great what if for me. Because we only really, if you really look at it, scratch the surface. Because of the distractions and all the other things that mounted up. But again, it played out how it played. And I thought Andy Reid got more out of it. But at the end, he wasn't the same athlete. You know, when he was with the Eagles.
No, he was a better quarterback.
Right.
But that was preparation.
But if you could have had that in its prime, I mean, that's, again, it's one, to me, it's one of those great what-ifs. What if somebody could have, you know, in his circle, or hell, even Dan Reeves. The Falcons, they coddled him. That's the other thing that comes out of that documentary, is how there was just never, ever any accountability with the organization. And Jim Mora Jr. owned it, too.
Yeah. It is funny, because you look back at that, and obviously the lowest point probably for the franchise when you talk about the negative publicity and all the things that came with it. But we are a long way removed from that. And Mike Vick has been welcomed back with open arms. And certainly, you know, where this franchise is going to go moving forward is going to define what people think about Atlanta and thinks about this football team. Mike, Chris Lindstrom, because he was one of the guys. There were three guys speaking today. It was Bijan, it was Lindstrom, and it was Caden Ellis. Okay. Lindstrom said this, and I thought this was kind of interesting today in the open session with the Falcons, talking about the rookies. And Lindstrom was saying that, when asked, that the rookies really impressed him in OTAs and minicamp with the way they came in prepared and the way they went after it. And we keep talking about rookies contributing to what we think is going to be a big year. Look, I don't know if Chris Lindstrom knows something we don't, but when you say the rookies blew my doors off.
I presume that's the rookies he's facing up against. You know, I mean, we can imagine when you look, you know, at the guys from Ruka, Row, and certainly, you know, seeing what Jalen Walker looks like. Because Jalen Walker, we saw what he was. He's a beast. We think we know what we've got I think we're going to be okay. You know, we've talked about Pierce Jr. And is he going to be a guy that, especially after talking to his teammate, was it Bryce? Who was it? I always forget the last name. Bryson Eason was his teammate, the defensive tackle for Tennessee. Bryson Pierce. Talking about James Pierce Jr. and just what he was at Tennessee, which goes counter to all the crap that came out pre-draft. So that's great.
It is.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm just bringing this up because, again, when asked about the rookies, quote, they blew my doors off in terms of preparation and how they worked in OTAs and mandatory minicamp.
And that could go for the secondary pieces, too.
Correct. Let's hope so. Because we're going to need some contributions from the guys that we drafted in a big way. These guys are not sitting on the sideline. All right, 404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bell.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.